Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour with your host, Sam Leibowitz.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Yes, time for another wonderful show with an amazing guest. You're quite fortunate to be tuned in today. Let's get right into it. Let's start, of course, with our quotes of the day. You've been anxiously awaiting all week from the universe and from Abraham. So let's see what the universe has for us today. From the universe, the greatest predicament of living in the jungles of time and space is learning to be happy while still having unfulfilled dreams. The greatest challenge is not looking to the illusions for meaning, definition, and answers. The greatest mystery is figuring out who you really are. And the greatest reward of living in the jungles of space and time is having predicaments, challenges, and mysteries that you have absolutely aced, crushed, and unraveled. Lucky you, the universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley and the universe. Very interesting. Predicaments, challenges, and mysteries. That's what we're here for. And let's see what Abraham has for us today. From Abraham. Matter is the evolution of energy. First there is thought, then there is thought form, and then there is matter. Matter is only thought that has been thought upon by more. Abraham. Interesting quote from Abraham. This time getting a little esoteric on us. Really about sort of the where matter comes from. We all have a tendency to think of this hard, solid, physical universe as being rather static and rather hard and solid. And the truth is, it's actually nothing more than energy. And in this case, it's energy, which is thought, and then we focus more upon it, and we speak about it. And I'm sure you can even find examples of this in your own life, that, you know, the more you say something is so, the more it is so in your life, and the more you believe in something, the more it becomes true for you. But really, initially, it was nothing more than a thought that you agreed with. So interesting. We're here for predicaments, challenges, and mysteries, realizing that we're just evolutions of energy. Two wonderful and quite interesting quotes for the day. And as always, so apropos for our guest who's here in studio with us, I'm very happy to have with us Micheline Nader, who is an author and successful entrepreneur who has founded, managed, and sold a number of healthcare companies. She was born in Lebanon and has lived and worked in Europe, Canada, and the U.S. She holds a Bachelor of Science degree in nursing, a Master's of Public Health from the American University of Beirut, and a doctoral degree in healthcare management from the Paris Dauphine University in France. At a young age, key life events propelled Micheline into a journey of self-discovery and personal transformation. Using her personal losses as catalysts, Micheline turned her life around through the practice of conscious awareness. She has translated her own life lessons into a program and a book titled The Dolphin's Dance, Discover Your True Self Through a Powerful 5-Step Journey into Conscious Awareness. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Micheline.
Thank you, Sam. I'm very excited to be here today.
It's wonderful to have you. I love people who just do such great work, such as what you're doing. And I'm quite curious. Well, first I have to ask you, before everything else, why dolphins?
Well, the dolphins is a very great metaphor for this work. Mm-hmm. Dolphins came to me while I was meditating one day on what I'm going to do in the future. Without knowing them and without experiencing them, I started wanting to research and swim with the dolphins. And then I discovered that the dolphin is a great metaphor because in this work we dive in a lot like the dolphin. And then in the work of conscious awareness, the brain of the dolphin with the three frontal lobes and the dolphin being able to sleep and stay awake is a great metaphor for conscious awareness. And then also the flow. As we complete this work, we are able to flow easily with the universe, and it reminds me of that. I use the flip of the dolphin in my own transformation as a visual, and I also used it in the book at the end of the book to create the quick step dance method.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I don't know if you know, but I heard just a couple of years ago that scientists for the first time agreed that dolphins are like the first form of recognizable non-human consciousness.
Yes, I heard of that. A lot of research has to be done on these wonderful species.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'd like to get a little bit more into your background. I mean, for someone coming from sort of the traditional healthcare industry, how did you get into this whole journey of consciousness?
The journey of consciousness started with me very early in life. I was always interested in the spiritual journey. Even when I was young, I knew that there was something else to that body. Who am I? What am I doing? Were questions on my mind even when I was young. But the journey into conscious awareness started with my losses in life. I had quite a bit of losses when I was young. My dad's bankruptcy, when we lost a lot of our belongings, then we lost him through death at a very young age. Then we lost our country through war, and I had to make sense of all that was going on in my life. So I started seeking and searching and became really a spiritual seeker junkie, which prompted me into a real delving in and, you know, getting things and being really confronting what was happening in my life.
Well, was there a particular point that you can remember or point to where you can say, like, you were able to realize or accept that, like, all these challenges were coming to you, had a purpose to them or a reason?
Yes, and that was 20 years ago when I had this vision of the dolphin. I was going through a transitional year in my life, and I got a series of dreams. And in my dreams, I saw two aspects of myself, the good and the bad, just hit each other. And from that, a light would come out. And I felt good. And these two aspects were with someone in my life. Then the second day, I would dream of someone else. And it was like a life review. At the end of these dreams, I had this vision of the dolphin. So these dreams were translated in the dance. Because the dance, the dolphin's dance, the dolphin was the metaphor. But the dance was the acronym. That was really translated into that work that I've done.
And dance stands for?
And dance stands for discovering our emotions. The A stands for awakening to our beliefs. The N is to name our patterns. And the C is to cancel our polarity. And the E is to embrace our true self.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, great. Well, we're going to cover each one of those letters as we go through the hour. Although we have a lot to really cram in here. was this the dream that helped you to actually create this body of work, or did the body of work sort of evolve over time?
The body of work evolved over time, and I didn't realize the full meaning of the dream and the mm-hmm. vision until I completed this work. But elements of this work okay. started unearthing and revealing themselves as I was going through life. So my first company was the Blue Dolphin Healthcare, and then Blue Dolphin Health Management, and Blue Dolphin this, and Blue Dolphin this. And all of a sudden, it was like, yes, this is it.
So I'm just curious, when did you finally get a chance to swim with the dolphins?
I swam with the dolphins right after my dream. I went to Key Largo with autistic kids, and I started swimming with the dolphins every year.
Beautiful.
And just learning about these amazing creatures.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Wow. So it really, really inspired and really motivated you. I'm curious, at the time that you had the dream, did you have a certain kind of spiritual practice? Were you meditating? Were you doing something already to kind of open yourself up to this?
Before the dreams, I wasn't. Ever since the dreams, I meditate every day in the morning and in the evening, and it became a practice. And that's why after the series of dreams, mm-hmm. I had the vision while meditating about my mission in life.
I see. And the series of dreams, about how long did it last?
You know, I can't tell exactly. It seemed long because it seemed like every event in my life went through this cleansing during these dreams, at least the important ones.
Right.
It seemed to me like a month, but I'm sure I cannot tell.
It
got to a point that after the first dream, I wanted so much the feeling of waking up to this clarity in the morning that I would set up my pillows the same way so I could have the dream. And then all of a sudden the dream stopped.
Right. It's when we try and grab a hold of something that all of a sudden it slips through our fingers. And at the time that you started doing this stuff, did you tell anyone about it? Did you keep quiet about it?
When I had the dreams, I confided in someone, mm-hmm. and who I looked at as a spiritual master, mm-hmm. and he told me that I had to keep going, just go with the flow, not to be scared, and this is what I've done. And I think it was for the first time in my life where I let myself not control things and have things come my way instead.
Interesting. Very interesting. And where were you at the time? Because I know you've lived in different places around the world. Where were you living at the time when this happened?
At the time, I was in Montreal, and that was the transitional year where we were moving to Kansas City and leaving family behind, leaving everything behind.
Okay. Wow. So really taking a step into the unknown.
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, I really want to get into the work and what it's all about. So, but we're going to go to break now. And when we come back, we'll talk about discovering our emotions. We'll start there and we'll work our way through the dance.
Great.
If that's okay with you. And of course, as we're going through our discussion, listeners, if you'd like to call in and ask your own questions, please feel free. Our call-in number is 877-480-4120. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
All Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
I've been to a druid's den on a New Year's Day. And I've done Scotland on a motorbike. That I'm not perfect.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. This hour we're talking to Micheline Nader, author of The Dolphin's Dance. So Micheline, before we get into the actual work, I did want to ask you one more question, which is, you know, you had these dreams, you had this experience, you started, I guess, to develop this work. When did you decide or realize that, like, ooh, like, I can use this to help other people, I can, you know, this can actually make a difference in people's lives?
Actually, elements of the Dolphin's Dance I've used even without knowing that that was part of this method. So what happened with the patients that I encountered on a daily basis in our centers, mm-hmm. or the people that I worked with, my leadership team that I coached on a daily basis.
And what kind of centers were these?
I had long-term care centers.
Okay, long-term care facilities.
Yes, and it was amazing how the connections I had sometimes with elderly people who at times reviewed their own lives the same way the review happened in my vision, in my dreams. So I started making the connection and the dots. And sometimes I would talk to people and they say, oh, remember what you told us? That transformed our life. And then I realized that that was very valuable.
Okay.
And I used it extensively with boards, philanthropic boards, leadership teams, everybody, family, friends.
Wow. Awesome. It's so gratifying when you can actually positively affect the lives of those you care about most in your life, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, great. Okay. So let's discover our emotions. How do we discover our emotions?
So in the Dolphin's Dance, I've constructed an emotional logo for people to dive in and discover their matrix of emotions. And I realized that with some of our events, very painful events in life, there is an emotion that sticks to these events and they resurge in our life. It's not because we're not aware of them that they don't exist. Actually, they do exist. So what we do in the first step of the dance, we dive in and we go to that place where we discover that first early childhood painful event that marked us and shaped our behavior. And from that event, we stay with that event in a state of a relaxation where we can almost access our subconscious. And we isolate that emotion that we call the sticker, because that emotion sticks to that event. Gotcha. And every time we get a similar event that is triggered in our life, that emotion resurges. And and it becomes like a hub that attracts negative emotions.
Mm.
And that emotion actually is hosted in one part of our body that I call the vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And while identifying that vessel, it's very important because this is where the emotion acts up and it becomes a portal for us to discover that something is uneasy or uncomfortable. Okay. So,
and I'm just curious, in the process of sort of discovering this emotion, are you putting people into kind of like a meditative state or a hypnotic type of state to find it? Because oftentimes we don't even remember the event that happened when we were 3 years old that you know, affected us in so strong a way.
Exactly. So in the Dolphin's Dance, we have exercises. Mm-hmm. That's why it's experiential. It's direct experience.
Okay.
So in each chapter, we have the concept. My own stories become an example for mm-hmm. the reader to dive in. And then they dive in with mm-hmm. their own story. But the first exercise is to create a clear lagoon. And the clear lagoon is a state of relaxation mm-hmm. that is deep. And before we start every exercise, we go to that state in order to be able to dive in and retrieve whatever we need to retrieve.
Mm-hmm. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. And is it only one core emotion, or could there be multiple core emotions that are challenging us?
We have multiple core emotions, but I am interested in the Dolphin's Dance in that core emotion that was at the basic, it was at the source of our negative verdict about ourselves. That one. As an entrepreneur, you know that sometimes 20% of your actions lead to 80% of the results.
Yes, yes, yes.
So by attending to that major emotion, we're really attending to a lot, and the rest will unravel itself.
I see. So by going to that one key one, you're getting 80% of the work done through just that one thing, and though there might be others kind of around it, they're kind of secondary and kind of things flow from that main one.
Right.
I see. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, and so after we discover our emotions, we awaken to their beliefs. When you say their beliefs, whose beliefs is there?
Actually, we awaken to our own beliefs.
Our beliefs. Oh, okay.
So we, after that step, we know that beliefs shape our life.
Mm-hmm.
And we know also that we have two types of beliefs. The beliefs that we acquire from our environment, from mm-hmm. our culture, from our parents. And we have also these beliefs that we have formed about ourselves. Mm-hmm. Whether we have formed them because we believed somebody else who told us about them, mm-hmm. or we formed them because of the trauma and what we decided about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we're interested in this work in that core belief that is a negative belief about ourselves. It's called, I call it the verdict, because at the time of the trauma, we decided something about ourselves. Either I'm not good enough, or I'm not capable enough, or I'm not intelligent enough. And that verdict is a sentence that we sentenced ourselves into. And according to the National Science Foundation, the human beings have more than 50,000 thoughts every day.
Yeah.
95% of these thoughts are repetitive thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So the thoughts that come to us, we run them through our belief system. It becomes like a filter.
Right.
Whatever agrees with our belief system, we act on it, we take it. Whatever doesn't agree, we don't take it.
Right.
So any creative thoughts that if it comes through our belief system and we say, no, I'm not good enough to do it, we're not expressing ourselves fully in the universe.
Right, right. And oftentimes these verdicts, as you say, that we come to, they can actually be a misinterpretation of the events at the time.
Right.
Like I remember one seminar I was at, and the gentleman, you know, it was around like beliefs around money and stuff, and he was talking about how he had developed unconsciously this belief through his whole life that men couldn't be trusted with money because his father, you know, had done something with his coin collection when he was a little kid. And so he had interpreted that his father had like stolen his coin collection or taken his coins. And, you know, years later, he confronted his dad about it. And his dad was like, oh, that? Oh, I was so proud of you. I was showing it off to my friends when we played poker that night. You know, and I forgot to, and I didn't want to mess up the coin. So your mom, like, you know, scooped it up and left it in my drawer. And so he was just, like, flabbergasted because for, you know, 30 years, 40 years of his life, he was carrying around this belief that, oh, men can't be trusted. You see, my dad even stole my coin collection. He didn't steal his coin collection. He had just borrowed it to show his friends because he was so proud of his son.
Yes. So we organize our life according to beliefs that we come to see in this work that are not true, and we think that this is who we are.
Right. Yeah, our beliefs shape the meanings that we give to everything in our life, and it becomes a reinforcing spiral, doesn't it? Like, until we really do something about these beliefs, they keep generating similar kinds of experiences, which just further reinforce the belief.
Exactly. They give us our action and our expression in the world, and this is how we live our life.
Right.
And they give us also the strategy that we take on to survive very early in life. So because of that belief, if I believe that I'm not good enough or intelligent enough, I'm going to act on a strategy of becoming the most intelligent or a mathematician or something. So they generate our strategy of survival.
Right.
And gives us our expression in a way.
Which becomes sort of the basis of almost everything in our life.
Right.
Okay. And then I guess that flows into the next letter of the dance, the N, which is naming the patterns.
Right. So as we said, the beliefs organize themselves into actions that we do, and repetitive actions give us our pattern. So we do have core patterns, and the core pattern is...
Could you maybe give us an example of maybe a situation from one of your clients that formed a belief and what kind of patterns that created?
Of course. So if my belief is I'm not capable enough, I could give you my own example. So my strategy was to become a superwoman, handle like everything for everybody.
Right.
And so I became that, that pattern became so prominent in my life. It was the control freak. It was, it took the driver's seat. I thought that I was controlling my life, but actually my pattern was controlling me.
Right.
And now, why do some pattern organize themselves through like a superwoman or a knight or a saver? There is a lot about in the literature about, you know, Jung's theory about the archetype of and is that the reason why they form in that way? We don't know, but...
Right, because in one person, that sort of belief, you know, can form you to be sort of an overachiever, and in another person, it can form them to being an underachiever. They're like, oh, I'm not good enough, why should I bother? And they can end up, you know, doing drugs, getting arrested, doing all kinds of stuff that takes them in the opposite direction.
Right.
So there's really there's got to be more than just that. It's probably the environment, the upbringing, the you know, the whole thing around the person.
Yes. It's a strategy of survival, but through repetition. You know, human beings are habit formings, pattern formings. We form patterns of beliefs, patterns of thoughts, patterns of behavior.
Right.
And by naming this pattern and recognizing also the shadow pattern. Because a lot of us, we have this pattern that we want to conceal from the world if we are aware of it. And many of us are not even aware of the shadow pattern.
Right.
But it comes up like we could be a situation that triggers us, and all of a sudden we become overly angry and we don't know what's happening. So that side of us that we want to conceal from the world, that side that we say, if someone sees me or knows me or knows this aspect of me is going to run away. So by naming those patterns, whether our survival pattern or our shadow pattern, then we gain control over it. It doesn't go away, but it doesn't control us. Instead, we control it, or we control them.
So we kind of bring a greater awareness to it. So by bringing a greater awareness to it, we have more choice in the situation.
Yes. Yeah. And we recognize when it's acting up. This is the most important thing, because our purpose is to become consciously aware. Right. So whenever there is a flare, we know that this is our pattern, our shadow pattern. So we know exactly if this is the ego structure that is manifesting itself instead of our true self. Because many times in life, we mistake our true self to this identity that we've created. And the identity that we've created, we're not aware. We've done it unconsciously. We're not aware. But we think that we are our emotions. We think that we are this behavior. We think that we are this pattern.
Right. Exactly.
But by becoming consciously aware is also to when this is when we recognize that this is an illusion of the true self. Of course, you could add to it to your ego, the belongings and your profession and your car. But we're really in this work, we're diving deep into who at the inner of ourselves, like the inside ourselves, who do we think we are, and who sometimes we get mistakenly we think that this is our true self.
Right. Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break. We're a little more than halfway through the dance, so when we come back, we'll continue dancing, and we'll maybe even do a little practice or something. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc. That's Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Golden voice of Megan Carey. Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're here talking with Micheline Nader, author of The Dolphin's Dance, and we've discovered, awakened, and named. So we're a little more than halfway through the dance. So now let's talk about canceling the polarities. What do you mean by the polarities?
So here, until this point of the dance, we mm-hmm. have delved in. We have discovered, uncovered, found what is working as our operating system. Mm-hmm. In these last two steps of the dance, we have mm-hmm. a chance and a choice to act on this.
Ah, okay.
So canceling the polarity is canceling the negative charge of our experience. So it's a very important step. And I have a lot of people who have worked a lot on themselves, and then they did the process of the Dolphin's Dance mm-hmm. and got a lot of out of this step. Because, you know, we talk about let's change our thoughts, change our belief, change our life. Mm-hmm. But actually, we don't get to this point because we don't know how.
Right.
And as an entrepreneur, I was interested in something that works, you know, something effective that shows results.
Right.
And actually went back to the vision mm-hmm. and by the two cancellation of the bad and the good.
Oh.
And actually the bad and the good is not really bad and good. It
right.
lives that way
right.
in our perception. Because
right.
we live our lives from that standpoint.
Right.
This is a good or this is bad, and we judge it. So by going deep and going and canceling the negative charge of what we think is our negative experience, we start not looking at even our verdict the same way because we canceled that negative charge from it.
Mm.
We start loving our thoughts and allowing them to happen as they happen.
Mm.
We start loving these patterns that we think are limiting and allowing them to happen because we've canceled that negative charge from them.
I imagine that can be difficult for a lot of people, that particular step, because we've kind of held these judgments about what's good or bad in our life for so many years that to now look at something and say it's not negative is not always so easy.
Right. So through the concept and the direct experience, the right questions,
right.
we realize that if we live our life based on a lie,
mm-hmm.
we're not living authentic life.
That's true.
And right. we realize that our verdict is a lie.
Yes.
It's basically a lie.
Yes.
And through the exercise, by canceling the polarity, we discover, really, right. we really discover that this verdict is a lie.
Yeah.
Even it's there by negative, by canceling the negative charge, it doesn't mm-hmm. have the same power
mm.
over us. So we disempower it.
Mm. Gotcha. Okay. And when you say canceling the charge, I mean, can you just give us an idea? How are you showing someone that it's not negative, or how do you get them to sort of remove the judgment from it?
So the question would be is about this emotion, the negative mm-hmm. emotion attached to our thought or to our verdict.
Mm-hmm.
By asking questions that are really the opposite, and if they are definitely sure about the answer. If they're not sure about the answer, they can't take it for granted that this is true.
Okay. Yeah,
can't take it for granted that you're not capable enough if you can give examples in your life that you were capable.
You haven't been capable, right.
Yeah. Or you can't. So this is where you question mm-hmm. that belief so deeply at a deep level where it stops being the reality, because it's not the reality. And you realize that it's not authentic to live from point of view. To live your life based on a erroneous point of view, you're living a life that is not authentic. I don't care what you do in your life. It's not authentic.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, so by being able to sort of chip away and show that something, you know, may not be true or may not be 100% true or doesn't manifest in your life all the time, then it's sort of taking the extremeness out of that belief that
right.
then kind of, I guess, softens the person to be able to, things aren't the way I think they are.
Right. And then we awaken also to the impact of this belief. Because in the exercise, we're going to list and all the facts that we were the results of that belief in our life. So all of a sudden, we're, oh my God.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. What did that do to me? Okay. And the last step in this dance is to embrace our true selves. How do we know what our true self is?
So here what happens. By canceling the polarities, we're closer into canceling also the negative charge that we have against other people and the judgment. And this is where forgiveness comes into play, where we forgive ourselves and the other, because we've done the same thing under different aspects. And we know that this is not true 100% because we've canceled the polarity. So we come to that step of forgiveness and healing. What happens when we remove the clutter, because all this has cluttered our life. We lived our life and adding layers and layers and layers of clutters. When we remove all these clutters, what happens is us and us. It's like in a dream where the cancellation happens, the light emerges. So this is where our inner light emerges, because there is nothing that is blocking us anymore.
Can you describe for yourself when you experienced this, like what sort of shifted in your life?
It's so many things have shifted. At first, at the emotional level, I started having headaches because the energy was lifted so, the vibration of the energy was so high that probably my body could not take it. I started seeing chiropractor after physician to see what's happening. So at the level of awareness, I started seeing things clearly, a clarity. Like you give me, I see clearly in my life, so I could see very clearly in other people's life when they have problems. I could see clearly in situations.
Okay.
And what gave me is by becoming aware to these important signals, they became portals, because it's not that this energy has lifted and I'm living a perfect life. It's my ego is going to strike at any point. My shadow is going to strike. I am a human being. But it gave me those portals to recognize every time it hits. I see it, I become so consciously aware, and then I have the choice to be able to shift it and transform it.
I see. So it's really because you have this greater level of consciousness, this greater level of awareness, you actually have more freedom in the given moment to decide to go one way or another and say, well, you know, I know this is an old pattern. I don't have to follow this old pattern, but you might, but it's okay because it's your choice because you're aware of it now.
Exactly.
Right.
And the openness that it gives you, the flow, the lightness, that just allowing universal light and energy to use you instead of being closed off, because every single thought is going through that perception. So that your point of view of yourself will shift tremendously, and your love of yourself, and you start like playing with ease and joy. Every moment becomes a joyful experience.
And I'm curious, you said also before that like how you see others also shifted as well. How did your perception of others shift?
You could, when you see when your operation system is at work, you also see what's operating in other people's life. You could immediately tell if this person is coming from his ego or from his true self. And by you standing there tall, not to change, coming from your inner self and from your true nature, you become the mirror to the other person. So the other person sees what's happening with him without even you telling him or telling her.
Yeah.
Because you're standing tall in your true nature. You're anchored, you're centered in your true nature.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, believe it or not, it's time for us to take our last commercial break. When we come back, how about we go through an exercise and just kind of talk our audience through just an example of one little piece that's in this wonderful book in this program, and we'll finish up there, okay? All right, so everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Wake up! Lay down!
And that was the voice of Sloane Wainwright, one of our former hosts on the station. Still love to play her music. Wonderful musician. So, Micheline, how about we just talk our audience through finding their marker, just to give people kind of a little tiny taste of what this work is like.
Of course. Usually before we start this exercise, Sam, mm-hmm. We go to the clear lagoon, which we have established in the beginning of the work, but we don't have time right now, so we're going to go through it.
We're just going to dive right in.
If you're not driving or operating
heavy equipment, right.
Please sit comfortably and close your eyes. And go to that state of relaxation. Breathe in to the count of six. Hold your breath for the count of three. And exhale slowly to the count of six. Breathe in for the count of six. Hold your breath for the count of three. And exhale. For the count of six. Breathe deeply and ask I'm asking you this question right now. What is the most painful, earth-shattering event that occurred in your life as far as you can remember? What is that most painful childhood event that marked you and shaped your behavior? What happened? When did it happen? Why did it happen? How did you feel about it back then? How do you feel about it now? Feel that pain. Go back to that sensory description. What was in the room or in the space? Stay with it. Breathe deeper. And now open your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You have probably by now had many events rushing through your memory.
Mm-hmm.
Write them down. It's okay if you didn't find the earliest one right mm-hmm. now, but stay with it.
Mm-hmm.
It will surface.
Mm.
And with that, you've probably uncovered your marker.
Ah, I see. I see. And so this is just sort of a little taste of right. what's in the book. But this isn't just a book. I mean, this is a whole program that you've created. Is that correct?
Right. It's a whole program. It has 15 to 16 exercises.
Mm-hmm.
We do them in our own privacy, in our own space. Couples who have done it together have created a lot of intimacy
mm-hmm.
between the two of them. But mm-hmm. if you don't have a trusted partner, you could do it at your own pace.
Mm-hmm.
You journal. You have a workbook that you can download from a website for free when you get the book.
Okay.
And you could journal in it, and it becomes your own piece of work.
wonderful. And so you do this work sort of individually with people, or do you do it in groups?
The Dolphin's Dance is intended for the reader to do it by himself, but mm-hmm. we've started to create workshops right now. And we'll do it in groups, and mm-hmm. we will do it also individually. But of course, it's for the reader to mm-hmm. be able to do it himself and be able to have access to this transformation.
Beautiful. And so, again, the name of the book is The Dolphin's Dance. Discover your true self through a powerful five-step journey into conscious awareness. And where can people find the book, Micheline?
So people can find it on Amazon.com, okay. on BarnesandNoble.com, mm-hmm. on BalboaPress.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they could go on my website.
Mm-hmm. And your website is?
Is thedolphinsdance.com or MichelineNader.com.
And Micheline Nader is spelled?
MicheLine Nader, NADER. .com.
Wonderful. So, Micheline, I'm curious. The book just came out recently, correct?
Yes.
But, I mean, you've been working, this work has evolved and has grown, and you've been using this work for a number of years now,
right? Right.
What has surprised you most about this work since it's come into being?
Yes, since the focus group, I last night I got the most beautiful email from a person who said, "My life is never going to be the same after reading this book."
Wonderful.
And after going through the exercises. So the shift in consciousness is unbelievable. Mm. Whatever, at what level we shift, is our own journey, and mm-hmm. it's all right. It's great. And once we start this work, it continues to work through us. So it's a beginning of a journey. It's really a journey. And I wish for everybody to be able to do that, this work.
Wonderful. How do you see this work evolving in the future years? I mean, you mentioned that you're going to start doing workshops, but I mean, how would you see this work evolving?
It really depends on the response we're getting right now from the readers of the book, and the next step will be really adjusting to the feedback. But definitely a lot of people are asking for workshops and seminars and webinars, and probably that would be part of it.
Ah, okay. Wonderful. And you come to us through, I want to definitely give a mention to Merrill Moss Media Relations, a wonderful PR company that brought many wonderful guests to the show. Mm-hmm. So definitely wonderful that you're working with them and pick them up. Mm-hmm. I just really want to ask, in this work of working with people's beliefs and working with, like, you know, these core issues around, do you find that over time that maybe people coming to the work today, that they're shifting and sort of accepting this practice much easier than maybe when you first got started?
I feel that right now there is an openness in the world to do this. A lot of light workers are aware of how our thoughts and beliefs affect our life and our actions, and we are needing tools, and we're needing this access. So I find that people are shifting as they do the work, and they do it anyway. But if they have a tool that can give them easy access, it's even it's accelerating the process of transformation and the process of conscious evolution in the world.
Right. Beautiful. Well, I'm very grateful for you taking the time out of your busy schedule to come in studio today and talk about your work.
Thank you, Sam. It was my pleasure.
Beautiful. And again, if anybody would like to, again, pick up the book and read it, it's called The Dolphin's Dance by Micheline Nader, and you can find it on Amazon.com. And also to make sure to take a look at her website, thedolphinsdance.com. Thank you for listening. Of course, coming up next, as always, Kevin Barbaro with his show Coffee Talk 3.0. I believe this week he's got an indie filmmaker with him on the show, talking about his own life in the entertainment industry and what it takes to sort of transform a life interrupted in a way. So everyone, thank you for listening. This has been the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I'm your host, Sam Leibowitz, and we will talk to you next week.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.